Blog Talk Radio.
Recruiting Animal here on November 2nd, 2016, 2016. And I'm going to start off this show by quoting Bob Dylan, the famous guy from Subterranean Homesick Blues. Here's what he says. He says, "Look out, kid, you're going to get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users. Look out, kid, you're going to get hit." That's what he says. And in our business, you know who those people are, those losers and cheaters and six-time users? They're the hiring managers. Yeah, it's true, and I'm going to prove it, okay? The other day, I came across the following story via my good friend, Jerry Albright, okay? And this story goes like this. A recruiter sends a resume out to a client who's a CEO. This CEO passes it on to a friend who's a CEO at another company, and that second boss hires the guy. He hires him. Now, that's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? A CEO, a big boss, doesn't realize that this is going to put the recruiter in an awkward position because that second CEO is not the recruiter's client. So he doesn't owe her anything. He doesn't owe her anything. And the CEO who sent the resume over there, she doesn't tell the recruiter that she's going to pay. Oh, no, she doesn't offer to pay. And the recruiter, here's the story, she's afraid to invoice the first CEO because, you know, that company has given her two searches. And now she's afraid that if she charges her, she won't get any more work. Right? Well, let me tell you, I've got another good friend who's a recruiter, and he taught me a lesson many times over. He said, "Animal, if your client rejects your candidate and then a few months later hires the same candidate from another recruiting firm, you make sure that you get paid, even if it means they have to pay two fees. You want to be a nice guy? Give them a 10% discount, maybe 15, but that's it." There's one thing about my friend, he's not afraid to get paid. And with this woman's, this recruiter's problem with those CEOs, there's an old saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Get paid now. Don't worry about those future searches. And just in case you're wondering, the recruiter who got cheated had it in her contract that the client that passes candidates on to someone else, who then hires the candidate, that client has to pay, but the recruiter is still afraid, right? So, yes, recruiters, here's the lesson. You are going to get hit, but you have to fight back. That's the common sense rule on Jerry. Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal.
Did you like how I jumped right in there?
Congratulations, Tarzan.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? I want to thank Jerry for that lovely shout, and I want to shank. I want to shank.
Shank,
I
yeah.
Shank.
Dude, now we're getting to the truth.
Yeah, I want to thank our sponsor, Martin Snyder and PC Recruiter as well. Oh, Jerry, you missed it last week. You weren't here, and the guest was begging. He was begging for you to come back. Where's Jerry? Where's Jerry?
I understand it. I know how it goes.
You know what?
Funny, the only person that didn't want me back last week, I gave my wife a call. I said, "Hey, sweetie, I'll be home tomorrow afternoon." And she said, "What? I thought you were gone till Sunday, and it was Thursday.
I thought you were gone.
Oh my gosh!
Sunday.
I felt like I was should get on a plane somewhere and stretch out my vacation a little bit. Just real quick, Animal. Just real quick. The CEO referring the candidate to the other CEO.
Jerry, can I interrupt you for a sec? Some idiot's on the phone with
no
phone.
No.
Okay,
no,
go ahead.
You can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Go
Hear
ahead.
Me out. Hear me out.
Hear me out.
I want one person to come forward and say, yes, they invoiced a company for referring a candidate, not to another division, not to a company they own, but just some friend in the business. Never has it happened. So all these people talking about how ballsy they are, well, send the invoice, it's in your agreement. I laugh in your general direction. Because you aren't sending anybody an invoice for that. No way, no how.
Jerry, never. Jerry, you know where I got that story from our friend who doesn't want his name mentioned. And you believe, don't tell me you don't believe he would invoice them. Sure he would.
Oh, he might invoice them, but he never has. Nobody has.
He's forced the company to pay two fees.
There's a difference there. There's a difference there.
What's the difference?
I'm talking about sending an invoice to a company that didn't even hire your guy or gal. Your diversity candidate.
They gave it away.
Okay, I understand.
Anybody else want to comment on that?
Forward and say, I've invoiced for that. My company paid. I mean, who gets the guarantee?
Okay, forget it.
How do you even know what to invoice? Where do you get a copy of the offer letter?
Someone's phone is making noise.
Yeah,
not mine.
Me?
You know what?
Oh, my God.
I don't know who it is, but Garrick Chan was bragging about using his cell phone. He was telling Maureen and I how great it is. Nobody uses a landline, and this is what you get.
Yep.
Okay.
And if it's one of the current people
right
looking
now?
For a new job and you're struggling to find a new
Sorry.
Job, I got a tip for you. Get a good phone.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was typing something to Facebook while I was listening to you at the same time.
One down. Who else do we have to call here?
I'll put Derek on hold and see what happens. Yeah, it's gone. Hey, okay. Well, I'll open him up when I have to talk to him.
Okay, I'll be back in just
a
second, Animal. We got a new garage door, and I need to go test it out real quick and write a check for the other $800. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to introduce our guests in the meantime and let them do some talking, maybe. We got three people here. Jose Watson, he was the first guest. Then David Nicola signed up. And then I signed up Garrick Chan because I knew he was also job hunting. These are job hunting recruiters. So I'm going to give them a chance to introduce themselves with their elevator speech. And if the people want to, we can rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. Jose first. Go again. Go ahead.
All right. So hello, everyone. My name is Jose, and I'm a data-driven recruiter. I've been recruiting for 2 years now, and I enjoy taking a mixed methods approach to recruiting where I use those tried and true proven techniques with some modern approaches.
Yeah. You know what? You said data-driven, but the only reason I understood that was because I read your LinkedIn profile just before the show. David Nicola, you're up. David Nicola.
Oh, man. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Just give us your
Hello.
Elevator speak. Yes.
Well, I got to make a comment. It sounds like we're on a game show. I love Jose's intro, man. It's like we're on the dating game or something. That was a great description,
Jose.
Yeah,
it sounds like the dating game. He's ready.
All right. So, look, I've been in staffing since 2010, locally and on a larger scale. I'm happy to report, though, first of all, that I am no longer unemployed. So I just want to put that out there.
Congratulations. But you didn't tell you came on the show. You neglected to mention that. Okay. Okay, you know what? You just got a job. So we'll let you come on anyway. Okay, Garrick, I'm opening your mic again. Garrick Noisemaker.
Hi.
You want to tell your elevator speech? What's your elevator
speech?
Yeah,
I'm a tech recruiter here in Silicon Valley. I am currently still looking for work.
That's very good. Okay. Okay. Okay, Dave. Dave told it was talking on Facebook just before the show. I'll just give him a chance to talk about. He's got some kind of body image problems about his forehead being too big. Does that affect your job search at all? Body image? Body image?
Okay, two things. First of all, I haven't been called Dave since I was like 8. So I just so you know, all right? Secondly,
you know what?
Look, no offense to people named Dave out there who go by it. It's just not my preference. That's all.
On this show, we got a rule. You can't be fussy about your name. You don't like it? Leave it.
Okay, listen. I just thought it was funny. Like I wrote, okay, the picture you put is fine. Now, here's the thing. Did I ever ask you to take it down? No, I did not. So I feel very comfortable with my self-image, by the way. So
if you don't
I just
have
thought
any
it was
body
funny. As if my name on the post wasn't enough, let's put it somewhere on my face as well, just so people fully understand who this is.
Yeah, okay, you know, no one knows what you're talking about. You're boring the audience. Jose Watson. Jose, I'm going to have to put Derek on hold again. He's making noise, sorry. Okay, Jose.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, Jose, you
did
look like a short.
What did I miss?
We're talking about body image. Jose, are you
body
a short
image.
Man? You just strike me like that in your pictures.
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10"? Oh,
yeah.
So I'm wrong. Okay, I'm wrong. Okay, so Jose, question first. What do you say when you go to an interview and they ask why you want to work here? Do you have any experience with that?
I do, and I can honestly say that I don't like that question, but I always have to prepare to answer that question. And it usually just has something to do with whatever the company's mission or vision is. I just try to align my answer to with that.
Why don't you like the question?
You know, I think it's too broad. I like when I'm interviewing, I want to be a little bit more specific to get to know my candidate rather than relying on them knowing that they're going to rehearse an answer that I want to hear. I want something.
Okay.
I want honesty during the interview.
Yeah. Okay. And you don't think that panders to encourages them to lie. David, the fussy guy, Nicola. Okay. Do people ask you that question? Why do you want to work here?
Well, yeah, of course.
And what do you say? Can you give us an example of how you've answered that in the past?
It's about inserting what you can offer, what you can bring to the table. Why do you want to work here? Well, I love that you're in this space. You do X, Y, and Z.
No, Dave.
And
Dave,
I really
Dave,
want to be a part
Dave,
of that.
David, I know you've listened to the show before. We don't like generalities here, okay? You said you've been asked this question. Give me a real example of what you said to the interviewer, okay? I said this. He asked me that question.
Okay.
Here's what I said. You don't have to tell us the company.
Okay. So I was asked that question. I said, look, I really like what you guys are doing in the video game space. I love the games you put out. I love the media you put out, and I want to be a part of that. This is what I can bring to that. I can help you find and search for and acquire that technical talent to help your engineering team, blah, blah, blah. How's that?
Bam, I'm hiring you.
Yeah, but did you say, here's my evidence that I can do it? Did you move right into that to sell them on that? Or did you just stay with that vague statement? Oh, I can do this. Like what's his name? Donald Trump. I have a good brain.
Hey.
Listen. Sure, of course. You're going to go in with your data. You're going to go in with your numbers as far as what you've done in the past and what your process
is.
David Nicola,
I'm not saying, you're going to go in for it. I want to know what you did. Did you gave that good thing? Hey, I like the business you guys are in. I think I can bring you a lot of good engineering talent. Here's how I'm going to support that statement. Did you come in immediately with your evidence, smack them in the face with it? Yes or no?
No, I didn't smack them in the face with an animal. First of all, if they're going to do their research on me, then it should be pretty evident as far as what my history shows and what I've done in my past.
Don't kid
Boom.
Me about that.
Yeah. They've seen you on TV. You know what I mean? You want some of this, come get it.
Yeah, you're
come
so famous. They should know all about me. I don't have to advertise.
And that's not what I'm saying, and you know it. Come on.
That's what you said, Jerry.
That's what you said.
If Jerry doesn't stab me in the back, you know it's true.
Come get you some.
By the candidate, they know what ideally what they're walking into.
Okay. Let's open Derek. A few people don't like the show. They're dropping. Garrick. Garrick, are you there?
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
When people ask you, why do you want to work with this company, give us an example of what you've said.
So I can talk to you about a car company I was recently talking to.
BMW.
When they asked me why I want to work there, I could tell them that, you know, when all my other friends in high school had pictures of Lamborghinis or Ferraris up on the wall, I had a picture, I sent away for brochures for these two models, which were their cars. You know, and so, like, usually if I'm applying somewhere, there's a reason I'm applying there. And there's a reason
okay.
I would have looked into, I would have researched why I'm interested to work there.
Hold on, Jose, Ode, or Garrick. So you're telling them, in other words, I like your product, I'd like to own it, but I'm not going to tell you why you should hire me, right? Like, at least Dave
why
thought
not?
About it.
No, I like Garrick's answer there.
He just said, I like your cars. Big deal. So does everybody. What he's got to say, I like
your
cars.
Oh, man, you're overlooking that, dude.
But you're
really
looking
are.
For fans. I mean, I want somebody who wants to work the same way that I'm recruiting candidates. I want somebody who wants to work here because they like it here, because they want to work here, because they have some kind of connection or relationship that they want to be here. They're not just pursuing the money. When somebody tells me, I want to work here because I heard you guys pay great and you guys have great vacations, that's not really what I'm looking to hear. Because to me, I hear a mercenary. I hear somebody who's going to go somewhere else when they get a better offer. I want somebody who wants to work here because they want to work here. Because they like what we do.
You know what I want to hear? I want to hear what David said, although he didn't spell it out. Yeah, I want to work here because this is what contribution I think I can make. It's going to be exciting for me. It's going to be a good challenge for me. Not because I want to have a car like you sell. Big deal. Okay.
I'm going to like the brand that you sell.
Garrick, I am going to speak for the broader animal audience and say I'm okay with your answer. Animal, you're wrong.
Okay.
Period.
You know what? I like the passionate way he defended himself, though. He had the passion. The other guys aren't showing passion yet. I'm warning you guys. Okay, Eric's
hey, Animal, are these guys all in California?
I don't know where they are.
I'm in California.
I'm in California.
We can't see your face if you say I'm. Who? David? David?
Jose
in
Texas.
Sounds like they all are. So,
and Jose
Garrick's
in California, I think, right?
Here's the deal, dude.
Jose's in Texas. Jose's in Texas.
Jose's in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know Jose.
Just said that.
I got to tell you, I like Jose, and I like Dave, and I like Garrick. I like all these guys. Let me say it right up front, okay? I would hire any of them. And so let me ask you, Allison Cruz, Sister Allison Cruz, she wants to know if they ask you guys about your ability with social media, like Twitter. She's interested in your Twitter knowledge, but I'm also curious about Snapchat and Instagram. David Nicola, did they ask you about that, your social media ability?
In all the interviews I've ever had, I've never been asked about my social media presence, ever.
Nothing about your skill using it, though.
No, nothing like that either.
Okay, so let me ask a follow-up before I go to the others. Well, didn't they say, well, if you don't, you know, we want to build our brand on social media and a recruiter has to know about that? No discussion about that stuff?
No, sir. Not in my experience.
Amazing. Amazing. I can't believe it. Jose, answer that question.
Yes, sir.
Do I have to repeat it? Do I have to repeat it?
No, you're good. I got you. For me, I had, out of all my interviews, only one company asked about my experience with social media.
What did they say exactly?
They asked how comfortable I was using certain platforms, and we went through some of the platforms I used. They asked how I used it, what was my results from it, what was my ROI from each of the platforms that I used some of the employment branding stuff on. So,
can you answer that question? Tell us what your answer was to that when they asked for your ROI. And I got to tell you, everybody, hold on. First of all, Jose's Twitter name is Jose Watts, JOSEWATS. And I copied. Jose put a card about him, a Twitter card up of himself. Hi, my name is Jose, and he had his links and all stuff.
Yeah.
And I copied that. I thought it was smart, and I copied it. So I like this guy. I want to make that clear. How did you show them your ROI on social media?
So it was different for each platform. Most of the ones I use actively were Twitter, and then right towards the end of my time with Lowe's was Snapchat. And so with those, I showed them numbers that mattered, how what were my engagement look like, how many conversions I had on Twitter for finding a candidate, how long that process was once I found the candidate to get them to actually apply and then go through the pre-screening interview. And with Snapchat, because I was so new to it, all I could speak on was what were my views, what any kind of conversion rates I had from a Snapchat posting that had to do with a job.
And how many people did you actually hire from Twitter?
So in my 2 years with Lowe's, I'll look this up because I knew you would ask this question.
Don't look it
so
up. We don't have time for it. You either know or you
I
don't.
I
okay?
already looked it up. I already got it.
He was prepared with specifics here, and now you're God, you know something. I need to wear a black and white striped shirt here because I am a referee, and I'm tired of you trampling these people. You hate vague answers. Here your guy, Jose, is ready with – specifics, and you're like, shut up about it. I don't want specifics.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know where to go.
Jerry, area code 203. I don't know if that's Steve
that's
Levy,
Jersey.
But I'm, yeah, okay. But whoever it is, I had to mute you because your phone is making a ton of noise. It's going to ruin the
what
show. It's
idiot.
Bad enough. I
whoever
bad
that
enough
is,
I got
you're Garrett. An idiot. Get a better phone.
No, they're not okay. But I have. Hold on. Okay. I have
my testosterone is starting to override my systems today. The Cubs are going down in history tonight.
I saw a picture of Derek Zeller, the most vicious critic of this show at the present time. So, and he's in the hospital. Is he in the? Anybody know what's going on with him? Maureen,
not outside with us on Facebook.
No, okay, Derek, if
last,
you're listening to this
the last I heard,
show,
I'm here.
Kind of blood clot.
Okay, is Derek?
I don't
is
know.
Derek Zeller sick? Is something wrong
I think
with
he's
him?
Here.
Hey guys, get me on the phone.
Is that
Michael?
You, Derek Zeller? Yeah. Are you sick in the hospital? Should we send you prayers?
Hey, Animal, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay, forget it. I'm gonna. Who's making that music?
What's that?
Music.
Someone's got that funky hole music, is what that is.
That someone's on.
A little freestyle. Hold on,
okay.
A little freestyle.
That's
ready?
Great. That's
hey,
great
Derek.
Music. That's better
Derek,
than the music on the show.
That's
Derek.
Not me,
Derek. Derek.
I can barely hear you.
Yes.
What the?
Yeah. Let me
answer the social media question. Let me see who I have to turn
but
off.
But that's a Cisco. Huh?
Oh, finally.
That's a Cisco background. That's a Cisco voicemail.
I don't give a hoot.
I recognize
can you. The social media, can you answer the social
God,
media
recruiters.
Question before the show?
I've only had one.
Knows a company by their hold music. Much better than Disney, though.
Okay.
Yeah, let's move on, man. These three dudes are looking for work, and you're beating this stupid-ass social media Twitter hire question to death. We got careers on the line here.
Okay, I got to tell you something, Jerry. At every conference, that's all they talk about, employment branding on social media.
Yeah, that's what the conference
is
on.
Hiring.
What? What? Who was that?
Employee branding and hiring are two different things.
Employee branding and recruiting are two different things. Exactly. I agree. And I would say that when they hire you to be a recruiter, they're hiring you to be a recruiter, not to be an employment branding expert.
Okay.
I've only had one place.
Good.
I had one
place
that asked me to do a 12. They asked me to do a 12 slide deck for them, but then they never implemented, never went anywhere with it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I have to ask the obligatory question. Gentlemen, why don't you simply start recruiting for yourselves? Go make a placement.
Yeah.
Send somebody an invoice. Hell yeah!
Preach it!
Yeah, I
you
thought about
what?
Going
I
back
want,
that
I
route.
Want.
I mean,
oh, you already
there's an
it
agency
once.
I can reach out to that will always
that
have work
for
me.
That was area code 484. Shame on you. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Well, to add to that question, for me, the reason why I haven't gone
through
recruiting.
Hold on. No.
Go ahead, Garrett.
Answer my question.
No.
No.
I'll block you.
My question, Garrett. Listen
I'll block
to me,
you.
Derek.
You answer my questions.
Let me answer your question.
No.
I got you.
Okay.
All right. So for Twitter, during my 2 years.
No more Twitter.
What?
I'm going to ask.
Oh, we moved on. What's your question then?
Yes. Okay.
He's lost control of this.
Yeah, there's too many people on the air. Okay, David Nicola, are you here?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm listening fervently.
How have you handled the salary conversation? Someone was complaining on Facebook that the first thing an agency recruiter asks her is her salary, and she doesn't like that. She said it bugs her.
Well, I've never been asked salary as the first question before, that's for starters. You know, and number two, it's about, again, research and being prepared. You go into an interview, you have to know what your contract rate is. You have to know what your full-time rate is if you're looking at those two different kinds
of
functions.
You know what? Hold on. David, I told you last time you answered, I don't want general statements. I want to know about your experience. We can all read about general statements in every crappy article that's posted all over Facebook and Twitter every day. This show is about real live experience. That's why you're here, okay?
Listen.
You want
to
answer the question?
If I'm going into
a vendor,
Animal, point of technical reference here, technical order. You have an open phone line to somebody that is ruining the audio of this show.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I've been trying to mute so many people already.
Let's take a second and handle this. We've
okay.
got 34
five,
minutes
seven,
left.
Okay, hold on. What are my guest lines? Area code, what are you, Garrick? 213?
Guys,
Garrick.
Say your area codes.
Jose's 806.
David is 408.
Okay. Yeah. And what's Garrick?
213. Sorry.
Okay.
Hello?
Fine.
It yes. is Garrick.
You mute almost everybody else. Maureen, I'll leave open. Okay.
I was
trying to
hold for
else.
A second. I got a call, but I'm at 213.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go take the call. I'm going to do an ad. Okay? I forgot all
okay.
about the ads. They're paying
Break
for the
time.
Show.
I love
hey,
PC
everybody.
Recruiter, but you have to do about PC Recruiter, please.
You want to talk about PC Recruiter before you
what
go? Go ahead.
There? I want to hear an ad about PC Recruiter.
Okay, hi everybody. Look, hi everybody. I read this today, and I want to know if it rings true for you. And I really did read it just this morning. With the steady increase in hiring volumes, coupled with the lack of top talent and expectations for recruiters to do more with less, recruiting today can feel like a mission impossible. And if your recruiting gets you down, you are going to need a friend. And I've got just the friend for you, PC Recruiter. PC Recruiter. You know, there's all kinds of recruiting software, and a lot of it is pretty good. But, you know, everyone has their favorites. All these softwares have biases. Some of them like Headhunter's best. Some like staffing companies, and some like direct hire. But PC Recruiter, you know what? It's made for everybody, including you. PC Recruiter, check it out at PCRecruiter.net, the recruiting software that loves everybody, okay? Now, I got a hunch what the problem is. I'll bet, Jerry, that one of the guests is making that noise, okay?
I believe that it's Garrick.
No, Garrick.
Well, I'm not doing anything right now.
Okay, let me
just mute his line for a second.
Yeah. Is it gone?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
That's so
you know,
disappointing. Guys, come on, Garrick. God.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. You know what? When there's that noise going in the background, it's hard for me to focus, and it wrecks the whole show.
It's a horrible
okay.
show.
Sorry. David Nicola.
Not today. I was saying in general.
Yeah. David Nicola. Thanks, Jer. David Nicola.
Yes.
David Nicola.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wake up, will you? What do you say when they ask why you
hey,
were let go from your last job? Why were you unemployed? What do you say? What have you said?
Yeah.
What have you said?
Well, I've said in the past, I've said either I was laid off. That's happened, obviously.
Why were you laid off, David? Why were you laid
off,
David?
There was internal reorganization, let's put it that way, and which affected talent acquisition, of which I was one of several other positions that got eliminated.
Did they let
How
all
that?
The recruiters go? Did they let all the recruiters go?
The ones that didn't leave already, yeah.
Okay, oh, so there was nobody left after you. You know, you weren't so somehow lower ranked than the other people there. That's what I'm getting at,
I was,
right?
I was the last sourcer they brought on, and so that means I was the first to go. But the rest
okay.
of the team eventually
okay, now
disbanded.
You answer my question. Now you answer my question. Thank you. Do
okay,
people,
I
do
have
people,
animal.
Go ahead.
I have a question as a let's say I'm a hiring manager. I'm looking at your LinkedIn profile, and I'm just offering this as just a thoughtful thing here. It really is confusing to me, David. I see you start off with your summary there, and then it's got publications, and then there's just a string of. Okay, there's Recruiting Daily 2016, Recruiting Tools 2016, Recruiting Tools 2016, Recruiting Social 2016. So I'm seeing date after date of like, wow, it looks like this dude worked here for a month, and I'm just giving you first impression.
No, you don't
Why
know how
Why is your LinkedIn structured that way? It's very I don't know how to explain it, but it's like funky.
I know what it means. Everybody does it like that.
No,
that's their ongoing engagements.
That's a great question, Jerry. And that's okay. I'll take I'll take whatever advice you want to throw out there. But as far as
no,
my
Jerry's
preference,
wrong.
I just thought, hey, look, let's
would you shut up,
let's
animal.
Go ahead and just put the publications. Let's go ahead and put the publications up top first, so people can see kind of where I'm at as far as what I've done, what I've contributed to the industry socially or content-wise, and then from
okay.
there we'll go into my experience. That was kind of
very cool, very thoughtful. However, most people aren't. Their eyes aren't recognizing that those spaces are used for anything other than employment history. We've been looking at resumes for 10, 20, 30 years. We've been looking at LinkedIn profiles the whole time. So when you stick in their publications one after another, my eyes are telling me, man, this dude's had 9 jobs this year. And
but you know you're looking at publications, though, not employment, though, right?
What's
you know
that?
What? I changed my mind. Jerry's right.
You know
that stuff should be in hobbies or something like that.
Hold on a second. David, what I'm telling you is that my mind tells me that that's what's there. And it's only the third time that I've scrolled through here that I even noticed the word publications on there. That could say vacation, holiday, favorite spot. It doesn't matter what it says. I see a summary, and then the next lines down are, where has this guy been working? That's all I'm saying.
Got it. No, yeah, hey, no, I've played with it before. I've had employment up top first. I've moved some sections around before just to kind of tinker with it. It's
okay.
not like I'm set on one set flow, but no, that's a great point.
I'm scrolling down.
Yeah, Jerry, it's
four or five times before I even get. Then
yeah,
there's
yeah,
projects, and then
the
there's
point.
Experience.
Hey, Jerry, don't make me mute you. Don't make me mute you. Okay.
Do what you want. Boot me, yell at me, berate me. I finally bring up one legitimate tip for one of these guys, and you would have shut me down.
Yeah, well, you're going on too long. Jose Watson, are you still there?
I am hanging in here.
All right, let's go to Jose's LinkedIn page and shred that. Where are we going?
All right,
Jose.
I
got to tell you, Jerry, I've often done that. People aren't interested in LinkedIn.
People don't appreciate it?
No, they don't. Okay, how do you handle the salary conversation, Jose? Jose!
Yes.
How do you handle the salary conversation?
You know, usually with all the interviews I've done, it doesn't come up firsthand, but it does come up during the pre-screening of what kind of salary I'm looking to get into. And for me, it's understanding that I'm still kind of new to the recruiting world. I've only been here 2 years, so understanding of what that looks like in my area and the kind of industries I'm trying to get into is kind of where I go. It's kind of where I go with that conversation.
Got a quick question. You started at Bright Star October of 2016. That's fairly recent. Are you still there?
Yes, I just started.
Okay, cool. I thought all three of these guys were currently looking for work and were struggling.
I thought so too. You just got a job, Jose. You didn't tell us, right?
Yes, sir. I just got a job.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay. But when you were being asked for the salary.
I was looking, but now I'm not too.
You know what? He's on a bad phone. One of our guests is on a bad phone, okay? Now, or two of our guests. Jose's the only one I can hear clearly. Okay. Look,
and
Jose,
point of reference, Jose recently found a job.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
The other two?
I don't know.
No. Our friend David, he also found a job. Only I love Garrick, who I like a lot. I don't love him. I like him. He has not found a job yet, okay?
He needs to find a phone that works.
Yeah.
I mean, let's start there, Garrick.
He's against phones that work on principle, okay? But let's forget that. I want to know, Jose, so when you went
in,
did you say, look, I know I'm junior. I'll take whatever is reasonable for a good job, and I sincerely mean that. Is that what you told him? I'm ultra flexible?
Absolutely, because, you know, one thing I kept hearing from a lot of my interviews was that I needed the experience, and so I can't be completely picky because I'm still new to this industry. So I was very open and honest about that.
How did you sell yourself? How did you sell yourself specifically as a newcomer? I'll have to tell you something. I saw an interview by Katrina Kibben last Friday, and there was a young woman in recruiting, and she went, you know, she sold into her weakness. She said, you know what? It's an advantage for me that I'm new to recruiting because it's changed so much recently and I don't have all that old baggage. Now, I think that's bogus, but, you know, someone could make an argument for it. Did you do something like that? How did you sell yourself in spite of your lack of experience?
So I didn't play into my weaknesses. I played into where I was successful. So I brought in my results that I've had with Lowe's while there. All the campaigns I started, any kind of all the positions I started, I made sure and had metrics to show because I felt like that was where I was really able to prove what I was doing. I can talk and talk about all the things I do on social media and any kind of blog stuff I do, but that really doesn't matter. It's results. And so that's what I brought to all my interviews was the results that I've done.
And when you say results, what do you mean? When you say results,
what do you mean? I brought in all my average metrics from the various positions I closed on, how long those rates were, what any position I did post, what was my applicant flow looking like. Just a general average of all my recs while there.
Okay. And this is Steve Levy's question. I'll finally get to it. Is there anything you saw?
You have a few. Before you do, you have a few people that want to talk. But go ahead first with Steve.
You know what, Maureen? I closed everything because we were just having
many
noise problems.
But go ahead with Steve, and then I'll tell you who I'll open
Maureen.
Up.
Okay.
Hi,
okay.
Jerry.
Okay. So here's the thing. Steve wanted to know what you guys saw in the job hunting process that other recruiters were doing that influenced you for the future, positive or negative. Maybe you saw something that was great. I think our expectation is that you saw things you thought were awful and you said, I'm never going to do that again. So, Jose, did you learn anything about recruiting while you were job hunting?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that I found myself doing that other recruiters were doing with me was not being so respectful of my time. Because I was still employed, and so most of my interviews were occurring, you know, during my lunch break. And I've had interviews that were going 1.5-2 hours long, and even though when I set up the interview, I made sure they were aware that I had an hour for my lunches. If it wasn't convenient, we could do it after work hours. But for the most part, most of the recruiters I dealt with just weren't respectful of that time.
So what are you going to do in the future? Stay at work all night to interview people who don't want to interview in the day?
No, just understand that my process needs to be improved. Either I need to change what I'm asking so that it fits within a time frame of an hour, because that's a pretty good interview, or I need to go ahead and split that up and make the candidate aware that, hey, I'm going to need 2 hours of your time to complete the whole interview.
David, same question to you, if you can answer quickly.
I think my biggest thing I learned was just about how, just as far as the process goes, the flow for candidates for on the recruiter side. I touched on it on the article that came out as far as making your ATS flow better and not having all these ridiculous hoops and tricks to jump through.
You know what? You mentioned something in particular. You said that a number of companies make you sign up for their talent community before you can apply for a job. Is that right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That was my experience, and that was the hugest turnoff.
Really?
And that was a huge turnoff for me. So look, if I have to spend more than 10 minutes filling out a stupid profile just to be on like some kind of someone's radar, I'm walking away. There's no way I'm going to go through all those hoops when I can, you know, do the same thing somewhere else a lot faster.
Okay. Did you see anything good that you learned? Hey, this recruiter's doing something that I think I'd like to do in the future.
I mean, I would agree with Jose. I have the same. Oh my gosh, Jerry, just hang on, dude. Okay.
I would agree with Jose.
That was kind of my takeaway too. Was as far as how recruiters take your time and use it and really make the most of it and maximizing it. That's the one thing, the good thing I learned as far as how to do that better, I think.
Got a question.
Jerry,
did you bump into a lot of recruiters during your search, or was it more ATS job searching and right on in with the talent department at the companies? I mean, how often were you actually interacting with recruiters?
I would say it's about half and half, Jerry. I would say, half ATS interaction, half recruiter interaction.
Were some just surprisingly lame and unqualified in their roles as a bottleneck to their great organization? Or were you impressed by most of them?
I would say yes. One example in particular stands out where she was really, I looked up on LinkedIn. She had been in recruiting for probably less than a year, and the questions she was asking me were like really just vague in general, and she just wasn't excited. She wasn't, I could tell that she was either having a rough day or something. I don't know. And this was like the second stage of the interview. She was like the, I don't know, bar raiser or something. She was like, it was interesting. It kind of struck me as, are you sure you're okay? And is there anything else deeper you want to ask me? Or are we just going to stick to surface level, intake questions?
Okay, hold on.
Back
hold
to
on.
You, Animal.
Maureen never, she doesn't look at Twitter very much, but I
Who
am
does?
Looking.
Who does? Dude, Twitter is dead, man.
Yeah, I want to say hi. I want to say hi to @RichRecruiting. He says, thanks for having Jose on, because it's helpful to hear from newcomers in the world of recruiting. Steve Levy says, speaking of old baggage, I'm listening to the recruiting show. I'm listening to the recruiting show with Animal and Jerry Albright. Okay,
yeah.
And of course we've got the crank here, Derek Zeller. He says he's on the line. I'll let him in a minute. I got to come back to Garrick first. Garrick,
wait a minute,
are you still
Richard
there?
Baird. Richard, just a minute. Richard Baird has a question.
Hold on, I got a guest. You know what? I got three guests today. I got to juggle
that. Richard Baird has a question he's been waiting for quite a while to ask one of the
guests. I got three guests today, okay?
Yeah, let's go with Richard Baird's question, Maureen. Go ahead.
Let's go with it.
Maureen, go ahead.
He asked a question earlier about health care, and I think he was asking Jose about it. Can you open, Richard?
Do you have a question?
Maureen, that was horrible. So you said a guy's got a question about health care.
Yeah, okay, forget it.
He was
asking
about the health care market, Jose thought about the health care market.
You're wasting my time. Garrick, are you there? Garrick.
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, have you learned anything?
I drove somewhere else to a better spot. I'm just coming in better.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you're fine. Have you learned anything from watching other recruiters that you shouldn't do or that you think is a good idea? I think this is a good question.
I think I agree with a lot of what both Jose and David said. I mean, I've come across that same situation where I spoke to somebody and I kind of thought to myself, just be human. I'm a recruiter. You're a recruiter. I understand the game here. So why are you playing these games? Why are you playing these,
What games? What games?
Stupid games. The lazy questions, the lazy recruiter questions, So what motivates you? different stupid little.
What does success look like to you?
Exactly. What are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? Lazy questions. Lazy, stupid, why are you even asking me this? Don't you want to hear my numbers? Don't you want to hear how I recruit? Don't you want to hear what I do?
Okay, what are your strengths is a bad question? What are your strengths is a bad question?
It's not a bad question, but it's a lazy question. You can ask me more than that. That doesn't really say anything to me. You're asking for rehearsed questions, rehearsed answers that don't really mean anything.
Yeah, okay, we're going to Derek. Area code 571, is that him? Derek Zeller.
Hey, man.
Are you calling
from
the hospital?
Yeah, I was in the hospital for two days.
Just ask your question. We'll pray for you next time if you ask us to. What's your question?
It wasn't a question. You asked me a question. I was giving you an answer. Yes, I was in the hospital.
Okay, congratulations. Okay, thank you.
That wasn't a congratulations. Okay. It was dying, but that's okay.
Yeah. What's Rich Recruiter's? He wants to ask a question.
Wow. Hold on a second. I need to make a note of that. You just glossed over the fact that our buddy Derek almost died, and then you say,
Billy
okay,
survived.
Moving on. What happened, Derek? Give us the 30-second rundown. Come on, animal.
Hey.
All right, Jerry, real quick. I went into the hospital on Sunday just because I was up north, and I went to the emergency room over kind of a sore leg.
Yep.
They did a quick test. It turns out I had a pretty large blood clot,
yeah.
And the blood clots were also in my lungs. So they immediately put me in a room, started me on all kinds of blood thinners and a bunch of other stuff, and it was kind of a nightmare because if a blood clot gets loose and gets into your heart, you can either have a heart attack, stroke, or it can go straight to your brain, and it'll kill you with an aneurysm.
General Hospital. I got so many guests on, we can't spill. I asked if he was in the hospital. I offered to pray for him. I don't have to hear about his illness, okay? I've got people listening to the show.
Derek, we're
and
glad
I have
you're back.
Yeah, we're
Rick,
glad,
glad
you're alive. Yes, everybody's happy
Bye.
You're here. Nobody else can
no,
make
we're...
fun of us. Okay, but I want to tell everybody about my sponsor. My sponsor is called PC Recruiter, and you can find them at PCRecruiter.net.
Right, the money all the time. Heartless bastard.
You know what else I want to tell you? I want to tell you? Every Tuesday, they've got tips. If you want to find out how PC Recruiter works, you know, they tell you in these little videos that only last 2 minutes long. Even if you've got the attention span of a flea, you can learn how to use recruiting software from these videos. So please, I am begging you, go to PCRecruiter.net. Go to YouTube and put in 2-Minute Tuesday, and you'll come to their videos. PCRecruiter.net, and back to the show. Okay, let me
attention span of animals of flea. He probably is a king at that tool.
I like short media. I like media that delivers it nice and short. Derek thinks he's got to write a book for every article. Okay, I don't think that way.
Richard Baird asked Jose Watts. I worked in home health for about a year and a half. What do you
if
think of it as a recruitment niche?
Let him get to that after the show. I don't care about that. This is about job hunting, not about niches.
I'll tweet you, Richard.
Rich Recruiting. You'll talk to him after the show, okay?
Yes,
okay.
I will.
Did you do the ad?
Is the ad done?
Jim Durbin wants to be opened up at 214. Open him up.
Oh, boy. It's always a surprise to see what kind of line he's on. Okay, here we go. Jim Durbin, you're open.
Are you kidding me? I always have a fine, perfect line.
Well, we can barely hear you usually. Come on, go ahead.
You sound good.
I made all my jokes earlier. I got nothing left.
Okay.
I actually have to get out and start walking to a conference. I just wanted to say hello.
Okay, Jim, it's always nice to talk to you. The fantastic Jim Durbin. Maureen said you look like a picture of a handsome guy I put on Facebook today.
Kind of.
Okay.
Hard to say. Probably right.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay, you've got a good brain, too, I'm sure. Okay, so listen, I've got more questions, but is there any questions that other people want to ask now? Here's a question. I'll throw it out while you guys are thinking. I read an article that said job boards are still king. What do you say, David Nicola, for job hunters?
I wouldn't say job boards are a king. I would say it's a component. It's a factor for sure. It's definitely... You know, it's usable in your job search, but it's not the solve-all.
What was the best route to get
the number one
interviews?
Source of hire?
Networking
you,
with people.
For me, it's a mix. Yes, I'm answering your question.
What's the best route? Just keep talking.
Okay. Can I answer?
Yes,
well, good
keep
glory,
going.
Dude.
Don't stop.
Your question. Okay.
You have to just start talking and keep talking and talk over him. That's the trick here.
For me, it was also about networking. My network played a huge role in just getting the word out and helping me, you know, just get some leads and interviews. So that was, I'm always grateful for my network. That was awesome. So you know, I always try and pay it forward too and be a resource for others. If I come across leads, I want to be able to forward those on as well and kind of pay it back.
So
a
this
bit.
Job,
so networking
this job you've got, this job you've got, did it come through a personal referral?
He did a good job, didn't he?
It did, actually.
Did it come through? It did. Because what's her name? The superstar branding lady, Celinda Appleby, she got a new job through a personal referral as well. Okay, even though that job was advertised, I saw it advertised online, she got referred by somebody. What about Jose Watson? You've recently been employed. Did it come through a personal referral? How did you get that job?
No, the job I have now I applied to through a job board.
Job board. Okay.
Yep.
Garrick, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. How long have you been looking for a job?
Oh, since mid June, I've gone. I would say my issue is that when I get close to a company, I stop looking because I, like the dating process, when you're getting close to getting married, I kind of stop looking and maybe I should not.
Hey, I just saw a girl that I love now. Her name is Erin M. Stevens. She said, "This is the most intense blog I've ever listened to. I swear it's like an interrogation. I love it." And we love you, dear. Thank you very much.
Who is that?
Okay. Erin. Erin M. Stevens. I got to tell you, I cannot handle guests on this show with all the noise and stuff.
This has been one of the best shows. Everyone loves it. Everybody's enjoying it.
Too much for me. Okay.
You have to get used to it. Buck up.
I'm going to have to go to a bar. Okay. Oh,
buck up.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Maureen. Okay.
You swore
now,
you're not at a bar?
Do you realize that? Do you know you swore?
Did I swore?
Yeah, people
sorry.
Noticed.
Okay. I said something, yeah. Okay, anything else? Any other topics? We've got 10 minutes left. Have any websites been particularly useful or books or tips from other job hunters? Yeah.
Everybody's talking about HireTrol. I want to know about it. Who's using it? You know, it's a new buzz. Come on, I want to hear about it.
You're doing a free ad for our friend?
Yeah, I'm doing a free ad for Nin, my new friend. I talk to him all the time.
I told the guy he could come here and advertise his own thing. He could slip it in, but he doesn't want to, okay?
I know. He hangs back. So I want to know about it. Everybody's talking about it.
I'm not talking about it. I don't even know what you're talking about. What is it?
Well, Jerry, you asked for tools the other day. Here's a chance.
Okay, tell us your favorite.
Everybody's talking about this.
Is
like the
Is he looking for a celebrity recruiter endorsement?
Yeah, he
that's my,
yeah, Nin,
that's my
Nin
new
Nin
career
is.
Path.
Nin will, but you don't know anything about it, so let's
you know,
learn
like Tiger
about
Woods
it.
When he was wearing Nike before he beat his wife with the golf club? That's me right now.
Backwards. You
okay.
Got that backwards.
Hey, let's get back to the show. Maureen actually came to a question I was going to ask these guys. It's not related to job hunting. I want to know their favorite sourcing tools. Jose Watson first.
You know, for me, the one that I found most useful was it's the sourcing tool by Social Talent. It's where it kind of helps you build your Boolean search strings. Because I didn't have a whole lot of training in that, it has been amazing for me in my, you know, still kind of new career to be able to build a search string and then build on that to really find individuals.
Let me ask you a question that I actually have and I haven't asked you. Did anyone in the interviews ask you about your skill building Boolean strings? Did they ask you about your Boolean skills? Anybody?
Quite a few of them actually did, and I was surprised by that.
Okay.
But yeah, they asked kind of what I understood about the Boolean search strings, if I understood certain operators, and then a couple of them asked me to make one for them to see how it would work.
Maureen,
it's
if you were
you
doing
don't have
your
a TV
job,
show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what?
If Maureen was doing her job, she would have told me that Erin M. Stevens said something nice. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just watching
now,
it. Somebody was talking. I just see it now.
Okay,
I've been doing my job this whole show.
Yeah, okay. David Nicola, two questions for you. Still there, David Nicola?
I am, sir. Fire away.
Two questions. Number one, what about your favorite sourcing tools? And number two, did people ask you about your Boolean skills in the interview?
All right, the answer to number one, if I would say if I had to narrow it down to one tool, I would say Hiring Solve. And to answer your second question, there was some basic conversation about Boolean, but I was never asked. I mean, we just talked about operators, like Jose said, but I was never asked to construct anything or give any sample strings or anything like that.
God forbid someone asked you how to do the job.
Yeah,
say,
yeah,
you know,
I was thinking the same thing.
You know Boolean.
Yeah.
What the hell does Boolean mean?
I'm just
you know how to source
what
my size? It's amazing.
So that's what happened to me.
It's not you, man. It's these managers saying, do you know Boolean? That is the dumbest question. They see it's like a magic word they wave. Ugh, I hate it.
So, David, Nicola, would you think they should have asked you to construct some strings?
Well, I mean, I think it would have been helpful, but at the same time, it's like there's so many other ways to source besides Boolean. So, I mean, I think it's important, and I don't think Boolean's dead per se. I just think there's lots of other tools out there, but it couldn't have hurt.
Okay.
How about asking to watch you do this? How hard is that? Just ask them to watch. Hey, watch me do this.
Yeah.
How would you search?
Yeah.
It takes seconds.
Watch
to
me
do.
Now. Hey, do the twist and I'm grooving on baby. Yeah. Hey, spotlight on me. Okay. I got to say, David Nicola's Twitter name is Captain, like CAPT_careers. Captain, like short form.
Career.
CAPT_careers. Is it careers?
Careerist. Get it right, dude.
Oh, careerist?
Careerist.
Careerist. Oh, I'm sorry. Captain
Careerist.
Okay. Careerist. Captain Careerist. Okay, I love Garrick. We're going to ask you the same questions, but you're the only one of these three stooges who doesn't have a job yet, okay? What can we do for you?
I think bouillon is a very, very tasty ingredient, a very essential component in most stocks. Every chef should have it on hand. If you should make your own too. Don't take it out of a can or a box.
I'm not going to hire you for your sense of humor, okay? I want to know what we can do for you. You're unemployed. You're living off your wife, okay, and your kid. So
I need to network more. I need to continue. I need to get back into it. I got very close to two particular companies that I was very hopeful for, but unfortunately, one got funding pushed back. The other one is a holding pattern.
Garrick, go make a placement, dude.
No, he's not going
to
do that.
I did.
He wants
in
to
the
do
meantime,
it. He
I
wants
did,
to.
I mean,
no,
come
Garrick,
in the meantime,
Garrick.
I did. I did make a placement. I volunteer with a charity called Mercy Beyond Borders. We educate women, impoverished women in Haiti and South Sudan.
Okay. You know what? I don't want to hear about that, okay?
What if there's an impoverished man at the meeting? Do you kick him out?
I did a pro bono placement in my free time.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about industry and commerce.
Yeah, last
the wheels
last
need to start
question.
Turning out there,
last
buddy.
Last question. Kelly Talent Talks. Kelly Clark Blockdyke gets the last question. All three people, she wants to know what tips you have for other recruiters searching for jobs. Please try to make it concrete and right to the point, okay? Jose Watson first. Do you have any tips for other recruiters? Maybe other junior recruiters so Rich Recruiting can learn something from you.
Yes, I would suggest that anybody who is a new recruiter looking for a job to get experienced recruiters to look over your resume and do some practice interview questions with. That has been a great resource for me.
Okay, yeah. Captain Careerist, do you have any tips for other recruiters looking for jobs?
Yes, I agree with Jose. I also think as far as tips, you got to be patient. Think about the long term. Get some peer review on your resume and proofread those errors. And, just work your network. Just work all your angles you can.
Okay. Now, I've opened up every single line. I'm not worried about noise now. Is there anybody who hasn't had a chance to speak who would like to say something? All the lines are open. There's tons of people here, okay? Anybody else want
to
speak?
1 minute left to go.
I've got a question.
You know what? I'll go overtime if necessary. Does anybody want to speak? Listen to my words.
What's everybody using as their go-to font right now?
Hey, this is Nick.
Ariel.
Helvetica.
Dumb question.
Calibri.
Dumb question. Thanks, Jerry. Don't
no, I've been on Times New Roman now, and I'm trying to get off it. It's too stodgy.
I keep going back to it, Jerry. I can't get away.
Can't we end on a high note?
So you're saying Times
can't
New
we
Roman?
End on a high note?
Yeah, Times New Roman.
It's a classic.
I know.
I like it.
Yeah. Helvetica, you know, that's
Helvetica's
Ariel.
Helvetica's the one.
Ariel Helvetica is the same.
You know
thing.
Who gives
okay,
good
no
advice
problem.
On that stuff is Maren Hogan.
Great.
No. Nope.
Okay. Great.
No,
she hates me now. Oh,
she hates
everybody
me.
Starts. She hates me too.
She
I'm
hates me because she
everybody.
Hates Animal, and people associate Animal with me. And people,
well,
that
other
I'm being hated all over the place. Because of you.
Yeah, well, I'm no. I'm being hated because of you. That guy
no, you're
wants
not.
Me because you criticized
Well, maybe
them.
I can
Never.
Redeem you guys. Maybe I can
we
redeem you,
you
guys. I got some
equally.
Love today.
Okay, I want to thank today's guest, Jose Watson. That's the smiliest, friendliest looking guy I've ever seen.
He's friendly.
Okay.
He's friendly.
Okay,
watch out for this friendly dude.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
Captain Careerist, I like him.
I
even though
he was
regularly...
smiling, friendly looking too. I called him friendly facey face.
I would say he's friendly. He's got a big forehead, right? Got that forehead
I
problem.
Think he's got
and
a
also,
face,
I gotta tell you,
face.
If you want to be a mature, grown up man, David Nicola, don't get so fussy about whether someone calls you Dave or Davey
oh,
or
down.
David. That's
calm
immature.
Down.
And finally,
calm
our good Let's friend. Derek, our good friend Derek.
Michael, nobody
well.
Ever calls you Mikey.
Yes,
Except
they do.
Jerry.
Everybody at the card game calls me Mikey. Okay.
Everybody at the
Thank
card
you.
Game.
Where's
Alright, so 18 years in the industry, started with
what
the family
industry?
Firm, recruiting industry.
Oh, there you have it.
Started
Jerry,
with
wake
the family
up.
Firm.
You recommended this guy. Go ahead.
I yeah. mentioned it offhand when I was in a drunken stupor.
Don't ask Jerry for advice after 5 p.m. Okay, go
oh
ahead, Ryan.
Oh, my God. So Amy
okay.
Beth is a good communicator.
Where does whiskey
does
fit in
job,
with recharging?
What she does
does that make me an
manager.
Introvert?
That doesn't make her an extrovert.
Yes, Jerry.
She charges by
Jerry, if you
alone.
Drink alone, then you're an introvert.
What?